The voting box is grinning its wicked wide-cut smile. It says, "Vote for me or else I'll get you." At least that's what Ryan says it says. I want it to say, "Vote for me and you'll save someone's life." Obviously I don't. I don't tell anyone about what happens at home. My mother and sisters live in another house, but I don't talk to people about it. Children start queuing up to vote for the garden. Which one will they like? Yasmin's Crystal Palace? Tiger's Planet Party? Marco's Dalek Disco? I want my garden. I need my garden. My grandma needs my garden. Do the other children even like mangoes? We go back to the classroom. Mr. Taylor returns with the trays and I watch him put the voting box into a high cupboard by the door. At the end of the day, I stay behind until everyone has gone. I know there'll be nobody waiting outside for me today. Mr. Taylor has got football practice. I crawl inside the art cupboard and crouch down. When it's quiet, I crawl out. My heart is pounding. The voting slips that have not been used are stuffed into my pocket. I have already written on them, lots of different ticks. My hands feel sticky and hot as I pull them out. There's a bang and I stiffen up against the wall. It's Tiger. He comes in and starts pulling his football kit off a peg. I stuff the voting slips back into my pocket, but he sees me. He straightens his neck like an animal. "Don't do it," he says. I think at this point I stop breathing completely. "It's really good what you done." Then, like a ghost, he disappears into the corridor.